of time, I will deliver a shorter statement and submit the full version online. MAG also aligns itself with the statement of the Gender Working Group delivered yesterday and the Explosive Ordnance Risk Education Advisory Group. This has been a difficult year, without a doubt. Every state party and organization working to protect people from landmines has faced challenges adapting to our new reality. Our staff and our donors have shown extraordinary patience and dedication during this period. But above all, we are grateful to those mine-affected state parties who have facilitated our work, who recognize that landmines remain an urgent threat despite the pandemic, and that no matter the obstacle, we cannot rest until a landmine-free future is achieved. MAG welcomes the presidency's report on the status of the Oslo Action Plan and thanks the Committee on Article 5 implementation for its contributions. We also encourage state parties to consult the Mine Action Review's 2020 Oslo Action Plan Monitor. These two documents highlight many areas of progress and many others that require improvement. I wish to highlight a few. First, we note that just over 10% of affected states' parties have produced an evidence-based contamination baseline. Ongoing conflict may hinder the completion of baseline surveys in some locations, but not all states' parties face that obstacle. We encourage all affected states to complete their baseline surveys before the next meeting of states' parties and to make sure that affected women, men, girls, and boys are consulted in the process. Second, of the 13 states' parties believed to be affected by improvised mines, we note that only two are fully addressing them in their convention commitments. As these mines appear in more locations around the world, it is critical that all states' parties properly identify, destroy, and report them. Thirdly, we would like to congratulate Bosnia and Herzegovina, Senegal, and South Sudan for their timely submission of the extension requests and for their dialogue with MAG's country programs during the development of their requests. We note that all three requests go beyond the 2025 deadline. While we acknowledge the complex challenges that each country faces, we encourage affected states and the international community to step up and make every effort to achieve the 2025 goal. We would like to also take this opportunity to thank Nigeria for the extension request it has recently submitted. We encourage any other states' parties facing new contamination to report this promptly and to act quickly to protect communities at risk. As we stated a year ago, the success of this convention and of the Oslo Action Plan will be judged not on the promises made, but on those fulfilled. The time left to achieve a landmine-free 2025 is ticking down. The obstacles are many, but none so insurmountable they cannot be overcome if we are bold enough to try. I thank you, Mr.